mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my... Chapter 5. Okay, Sokka said, with what Toph thought was probably supposed to be strained patience, but just felt sarcastic. We're fed. Appa's all shed out. No crazy ladies or lethal monsters in footsie range. And, most important of all, we've all had sleep. Now, are you going to explain what you meant about knowing nobles and what that's got to do with Aang asking one of the less crazy fire guys to teach him? Toes feeling everyone's place in the loose circle around her, the earthbender frowned and cracked a nut between two rocks to buy a second to think. Most of the time, she'd just bowl through with a blunt truth and let people's illusions shatter around her. But even though she'd been locked out of sight by her own parents, she'd still managed to slip out for months of earth rumbles. You met people that way. Good people. Weird people. People you never, ever wanted in touching range. And you learned stuff. Some of it stuff that might have turned really nasty if she wasn't the best. These kids? Just look how they tried to deal with her parents. They were, well, they weren't dumb, but they could stand to learn a few things. First off, Toph asked, getting her thoughts in order, why didn't you say Prince Zuko instead of just some angry guy with a ponytail? Which he didn't even have anymore. She would have heard his hair swishing around, like she heard Sokka's, and she hadn't. So he calls himself a prince, Sokka shrugged. Big deal. Our dad's a chief. Who cares? It is a big deal. Toph stabbed a toe into the dirt, flinging up a pebble to smack him from behind. There's plenty of kings and cities across the Earth Kingdom, but there's only one Fire Lord. Oza's got two kids, and we just met both of them. Zuko's the Fire Lord's son? Katara said warily. Azula's his sister? Sokka squeaked, almost at the same time. Toph swung her head towards Aang. You're not surprised. She asked if I could see this family resemblance, the airbender admitted reluctantly. Vibrations told her he was clinging to his airstaff. She thought Zuko's scar was funny. That's what most of the Fire Nation thinks, Toph said sourly. My parents didn't like me around when they entertained, but when you can walk through walls, you overhear a lot of stuff. Earth Kingdom merchants like to talk. That some of what she'd overheard had really been from Fire Nation merchants. Maybe she'd better not lay that little bit of truth on them just yet. The Beifongs weren't rich from being stupid. They traded with anybody honest enough to strike a good deal with. So you know some stuff about the guy who's chased us all over the planet? Sokka sounded reluctantly interested. I know he doesn't have a chance, Toph says flatly. Nobody I heard really knew how he got scarred, but they think it had something to do with why the Fire Lord banished him right after. And everybody who's anybody knows he got told he couldn't come back without the Avatar. For 3 years, it was one big joke, and not the good kind. She pointed towards Aang. And then you woke up, Twinkletoes, and all of a sudden, people aren't laughing anymore. Prince Zuko might just have a shot to do it. You have any idea how many people that got mad? Really, really mad? Like Azula, Katara whispered. Huh, Sugar Queen's heartbeat felt way confused. Good, she needed to fall off that high ostrich horse once in a while. You got it, Toph nodded sharply. Zuko's her older brother. He gets out of exile, he could be the heir. He fails or dies. You don't want to know how many people were sure he'd croak chasing rumors all over the world. She gets the throne. And from what people say, she's the one Ozai wants. Daddy's little girl, all ready to go in and burn soldiers alive. Toph snorted. Makes me glad I'm an only child. But she's his sister, Aang protested. Isn't that important? Hey, Sokka patted the airbender on the shoulder. We all know Zuko's the bad guy. No way would he tell the truth about... He wasn't lying, Toph ground out. He was mad and scared and just about dead on his feet, but he was not lying. I know when people are lying. You do? You scarfed that last berry tart out of Katara's bag and blamed it on Momo. Toph said bluntly, Earth lets me know about people. Zuko's got really good stance. He's probably been training it for years. That's why you guys didn't realize you could have knocked him over with a lizard bird feather. And we left him back there with her? Katara swallowed uneasily. Relax, Toph waved. Now that Uncle knows she's trying to kill them, if she does catch them, she won't get off that easy. You don't tick off the Dragon of the West. The who? Sokka said skeptically. He doesn't look like a dragon to me. Just kind of short, stumpy, follows after Zuko like an old, Sokka's heart sped up as that rock-like, but strangely unbendable, brain finally let a few conclusions through. Uncle? You mean on Zuko's mother's side, right? Toph grinned at him. Oh, this is not cool. Raised by monks, Aang put in warily. Am I missing something? Are you ever? Toph raised a handy rock to lounge against. The guy you asked to teach you? General Iroh, Dragon of the West, the only firebender who ever breached the outer wall of Ba Sing Se. She paused, just to drive the point home. Fire Lord Ozai's older brother. The air staff fell from nerveless fingers. I am not going to scream at Uncle. I am not going to scream at Uncle. Singed, blackened, and ears still ringing from the third failed explosion, Zuko punched fire into the ground instead. Zuko, leave me alone! He clenched the more hateful words behind his teeth. They weren't true. Uncle was just trying to help. It wasn't Iroh's fault that Azula was perfect at this while he was just... the failure. He breathed out pain and flame and simmering fury of, Uncle was hurt, I couldn't stop her. It should have been me. Another long, shuddering breath of fire, and Zuko sat back, drained. Going to have to cover the ashes if we want to keep our trail cold. Spirits, that was so stupid. I don't think this is going to work. You must clear your mind, Prince Zuko. Let go of your shame. I am not ashamed. I know what I am. I try and I try and I can't fix it. I'm not ashamed. Just angry. Angry and tired of being angry. There had to be something he could do. If the enemy is too strong to face directly, change your tactics. Zuko blinked, absently weaving flame between his fingers. Lightning, the energies are inside. Iroh sighed, resigned. Yes, they are. You separate your chi, and... Zuko let the flames flicker over his hand. This is outside. So is healing. I can move my energy, Uncle, but I move it outside. Iroh stooped to feel through the ashes, rising with a few blackened glassy lumps. Perhaps I have forgotten what it is like to be your age, nephew. Lightning requires calm, and if your temper is anything like mine was then, calm will not come easily for some years. Zuko blinked at the odd shift of tone. Not the impatience he'd expected from a master faced with a substandard student, but... understanding? You had a temper? The stories I could tell could curl an airbender's hair, Iroh said with great satisfaction. They're bald. Not without shaving. Iroh looked him over with a considering frown. But I had thought you were calm when you healed.
You did?
Zuko said incredulously.
It would seem I was mistaken, Iroh said thoughtfully. You have always seemed quiet with the healing fire. Focused.
Zuko eyed him for a long moment, then shook his head. It's not calm, Uncle. It's... He hesitated, reaching into memory for the feel of it. It's like a fight. And now his uncle was looking at him very strangely. It's like fighting with someone else. Zuko glanced away, remembering that first touch of flame on Nasaki, and how the wounds had seemed to scream a challenge at him. They're fighting too, but they're just outnumbered. So you step in and guard their weak side, and you keep fighting until it's over. He took a breath. The energy is what you use is from you and the fire, but what you're fixing is inside. Not, sort of, that you're trying to get straight again. Katara, she soaked them until they loosened up and did what she wanted. I kind of have to melt them a little. Iroh smacked himself in the forehead.
Uncle? At my age, I should know better than to assume, Iroh said ruefully. I have another idea.
So it's got your hair loops in a knot. Hand on the canyon wall, Katara groaned. Aang was snoring, the sleep of the earthbending exhausted, and Sokka was busy cleaning out any scraps left in the cooking pot. But apparently it was too much to hope that Toph's feet would let her brood in peace. My hair's fine, thanks.
Sparky, huh?
Sparky? Katara spluttered. I've heard a lot about firebenders. Toph shrugged, leaning back against comforting stone. Never heard of any of them who could fix people.
No, Katara said quietly. That's just weird. I mean, Master Zhang Zhang said...
You met Zhang Zhang the deserter? Toph cocked her head, obviously interested.
He tried to teach Aang firebending, Katara nodded. That didn't go well.
She looked down at her unmarked hands. That was the first time I ever healed myself. He saw me do it. He was the first person to tell me waterbenders could heal. I think he would have given anything to be a waterbender instead of fire. She frowned. It just doesn't make sense. Master Zhang Zhang, well, he wasn't nice. He was hard like Master Paku at the North Pole. But he was a good man. Why should Zuko...
She cut herself off.
Masters don't know everything, Toph said seriously. Mine thought I was still working on kitty moves. She stirred dirt with her toes, a sandy whirlpool.
Don't tell Aang this, but some of my serious stuff, I kind of got started on by accident, just to see what I could do. So I can pull moves other benders think are impossible, because nobody told me I couldn't.
Katara stared at her. You think Zuko figured out how to heal by accident?
Why not? You did.
That actually made sense, kind of.
It just seems crazy. Katara shook her head. I know what fire does. It...
Her throat tightened.
Mom.
It's like Azula, Toph said wryly. Hey, if you think you're confused, what do you think he feels like?
I don't care what that jerk feels like, Katara snapped. He came to our home. He threatened Gran-Gran. He's always trying to hurt us. And Aang,
I could go home, Toph said matter-of-factly. Katara rolled her eyes. If this is about the camp chores, no, I could go home. You and Sokka, you could go home if you really wanted. And now you're thinking about how Sparky can't, and it's got you twisty as a nest of dragonflies.
Well, Aang can't go home either, Katara bit out. And who can we blame for that? Is Zuko really 100 years old? Toph said wryly. Because I gotta tell you, Sugar Queen, he sure doesn't move like it. But it was the Fire Nation! This time, Toph snorted. Never had to sit through history lessons, huh? Check out Chin the Conqueror. If he could have gotten up to the air temples, you bet he would have. And they didn't do anything to him either. Yeah, they didn't. Nice, peaceful guys, right? Didn't do anything to him. Didn't do anything to stop him. People kind of don't like other people sitting back and watching them getting creamed. Toph looked straight at her, blind eye serious. I don't exactly do maps, but last I heard, the air temples aren't in the Fire Nation. They're on big mountains, right? Surrounded by the Earth Kingdom or up near the poles, which means Water Tribe territory. So? Katara said, puzzled. So, who let the Fire Nation get to those mountains? Katara swallowed, chilled. You're wrong. You don't know my father. You don't know anything. I know your father's not 100 years old either, Toph shrugged. You gonna tell me I'm wrong, Snoozles? Katara smiled as her brother wandered their way, scratching the back of his head with a thoughtful scowl. Her big brother, would-be warrior, pretty much a good guy when he wasn't thinking with his stomach. And then he had to open his mouth. Well, Dad wouldn't have, Sokka frowned. But Gran-Gran's a lot older than any of us, and she left the North Pole for some kind of good reason. Sokka! Katara exclaimed. Hey, you know what you had to go through to get Master Paku to teach you waterbending, her brother pointed out. And they were going to use 85-year-old Fire Nation armor to try to sneak into the fleet. They didn't even know it changed. So? Katara griped, folding her arms. So, what do we really know about the Fire Nation? Besides the fact that they did start the war, they are after Aang, and Zuko's so stubborn, even a city full of waterbenders couldn't keep him down. Well, him and his uncle, Sokka amended. And that's weird. Interesting, but weird. Katara snorted. Believe me, Sokka, nothing about that jerk is interesting. Still mad he tied you to that tree, huh? I'll save you from the pirates. That high-handed, arrogant, overconfident... Oh, Toph bounced. You've got to tell me about that. Never mind about the tree, Katara snapped. I can't believe you're still thinking about him or his uncle. I kind of can't believe you're not, Sokka said seriously. Iroh told us something important. He held up a finger for emphasis. Remember how he said Azula thinks they're traitors, and that wasn't fair to his nephew? I really could care less about what's fair to Zuko, Sokka. Katara grumbled. He didn't say it wasn't fair to him. Whoa, good point, Toph said. He helped you guys at the North Pole, right? Which kind of squashed Admiral Zhao's whole invasion flat. He really is a traitor. Katara let her arms fall, unable to argue. But Zuko trusts him, she frowned. And he said he wouldn't help Aang. He's not going to teach Aang, Sokka said, with what was meant to be a wise and knowing air. Doesn't mean he won't help next time we run into them. Next time? Toph asked. Oh, yeah, Katara sighed. With Zuko, there's always a next time. All this four elements talk is sounding like Avatar stuff, Zuko said warily. Meaning he was treading on the very thinnest ice of his nephew's willingness to listen, Iroh knew. Lifting a hand from his dirt drawing, he tossed another twig to the small fire he'd built in Zuko's seared pit. Deliberate distraction, to ease the singing tension. The Avatar was the bridge to the spirit world, and the spirits had ever been less than kind to his nephew. Well, except, perhaps, in one instance. Asahi browsed in and out of view, clearly unworried by any fire so long as it was theirs. It is the combination of the four elements in one person that makes the Avatar so powerful, Iroh agreed. But a true Avatar's power is rooted in more than just bending. The Avatar was meant to travel the world and teach each nation of the others, so none of us forgot why we needed each other. He saw the ways of each people, and so we saw them in him. For sometimes it is only by looking at another that we can see the truth of ourselves.
I don't understand.
Nor do I. Not as much as I thought I had, Iroh thought. I have been considering what you said, nephew, and I believe I may have an answer. But to be certain, and I must be certain, I will need you to do something very difficult for me.
Zuko sat up straight, determined. I'm ready.
Good.
Iroh nodded, waved at the fire.
Imagine a small child who has just started to firebend. Like yourself, perhaps. When Lu Ten was your age. Teach him to heal.
Uncle? The unscarred eye was wide.
Imagine, nephew, Iroh said gently. Imagine that I ask for him. Why does this work? How do I begin?
Zuko stared into the fire, silent.
Perhaps it is too soon. I hoped not, but what Azula did to both of us, betrayal cuts deep.
Fire wants to fight. Iroh sat back, listening.
It wants to fight, and it wants to burn. Zuko frowned, feeling his way through the words. If you want it to be more, you have to give it part of you. You have to flow with it. It's like, if firebending is being the captain of the ship, healing is turning it so you don't get swamped by the rogue wave. You get what you need, but you're not all the way in control.
He paused, shaking his head.
Fire is a rhythm, a heartbeat. It knows how to dance. It just doesn't know what dance you need it to do. You have to show it the steps. It's you and the fire, and you're not trying to match it. Not like breathing. You're trying to find a rhythm you can both fit. And then it's you and the fire and the person you're healing. And that gets complicated. And sometimes you trip a little, but you care. You have to care. And if you keep going, it'll work.
Zuko blew out a breath, obviously not happy with his own words.
Look outside yourself indeed, Iroh thought, smiling.
Dancing, particularly with a partner, was a habit of other people's, not the Fire Nation.
And why should it be otherwise? Other benders must find their element outside themselves. We carry ours within. Which is why those like Zhao proclaim us superior. And perhaps we are, in combat, in killing. But in our dances, we dance alone.
It seems a place to start, Iroh nodded. Now, show me.
Eyeing him doubtfully, Zuko beckoned to the fire. Stopped, took a breath, and reached out again with both hands, slowly.
Shaping a fireball, Iroh thought, watching intently.
But he called it from the fire, not himself. And he has not separated it wholly from the flames. He is adding his own energy to it, much like a waterbender riding a wave. Ball of flames between his palms, sparks trailing into the fire, Zuko began moving his hands in slow, opposing circles. Glints of green caught and spread, ribbons reaching out to wreathe his hands.
It is like the Tao, Iroh realized. They do not move exactly as one, as two halves of a whole, yes, but sometimes one is faster or slower, and sometimes they are near to block a single enemy, while at others they separate to fight a host of opponents. A fight, a heartbeat, a dance.
If there were something less akin to the calm separation of lightning bending, he had never seen it. Zuko took the opportunity to reach back and run flames over the bruises from his meeting with the street, and let the fire in his hands die. I guess that's it. Nodding, Iroh reached out to the fire himself.
This is not as easy as it looks.
Training said to keep his movements precise, sharp, controlled, to establish boundaries between himself and the flame. Fire, taught the masters, was anger, destruction, deadly passion. It could not be left to rage unchecked. But Iroh had seen Dragon's Fire. And yes, rage was in it, but also warmth, compassion, friendship. Even the rage was no cold thrill of destruction, but desperate love of what they fought to protect. Flow with the flame. Let it be part of you. Care. It seared inside, like the times he'd snuck into the hidden caverns to try to bend lava. Not so much physical pain as of the spirit. He'd ached for his family and his people so very long. It was the searing that kicked in training again. Fortunately his own, and not any gained from Sozin's teachings. Live. Let the energy flow. In, down, up, out. Green blazed between his hands before it shattered apart. Uncle! Soothing warmth kneaded his shoulder, sinking into his heart. You weren't breathing right. Iroh drew a deliberate breath and felt the flow of his own chi. A bit uneven, but Zuko's efforts were mending that.
The technique, he said wryly, is not so harmless to the student as it appears.
Not harmless? What did you do? Green flickered away from Zuko's hands, and Iroh leaned gratefully on his nephew.
On the bright side, it appears that I am right, and for that I am sorry. I am truly sorry, nephew. It has been in plain view for years, and I did not see.
Zuko's fingers felt for his pulse. Uncle, are you sure you're all right? Because you're not making sense. Iroh chuckled ruefully.
I am, no thanks to my own training. Zuko, when you change the fire to heal, you leave its energies linked to the flames and to yourself. This is not what firebending teaches.
Zuko stiffened, pulling back.
So I'm doing it wrong.
No! Iroh gripped his shoulders, holding the young man before him before he could escape back into doubt and pain.
No, nephew, you are doing it right. I did it as firebenders are taught. I controlled the flow precisely. And, like the rogue wave on the sea, it is not meant to be so tamed.
Your heart. Zuko was desperately pale. You have to feel it with your heart and...
Yes. Iroh nodded, relieved to have finally gained a clear view of his enemy's position.
And if his intuition was correct, it might yet become an ally instead, if he were clever enough.
The heart has a rhythm as well. Control the fire too tightly. It turns on those rhythms of your own it can reach.
And I thought only lightning could so stop a heart. Which led to grim thoughts of exactly what Ursa might have done. No, his father's death was the past. Zuko's life was here and now.
You did it right, Zuko,
Iroh said simply, and laughed at himself ruefully.
Which means, of course, I have been teaching you firebending as I might calligraphy, left-handed.
Zuko gave him a look in askance. Did you get hit with a boomerang when I wasn't looking?
Listen to me, nephew,
Iroh said patiently. He couldn't blame the boy for his doubts. Any other master would swear he'd been sunstruck. But if he closed his eyes to the lessons of Sozin and Azulon and looked at what his nephew had actually done,
to throw fire together with another bender is a fundamental technique, yet it remains one of the most difficult. Many do not even bother to master it. Why should they, when we can order the mass fire of hundreds? But at the South Pole we threw, and you did not hesitate.
I know my basics, yes, thank you, uncle.
Hush and listen.
When you faced Zhao, I worried he had you. Yet with one spin, you shattered his fire and his stance. I have known masters who could not have struck that blow. When you raised fire about Azula, why did she not wrest it away the instant it burned? Unless she could not, until she forced herself free with all her strength. And now, when you heal... He let go and smiled. What do these fires have in common? Zuko swallowed. They're outside, he grimaced. But that's not how it's supposed to be. At the moment, I believe we should be less concerned with proper style and more with what will work if Azula does bring reinforcements. Iroh nodded towards the Dao, resting by their packs. Is that not why you learned swords as well? Zuko's fists clenched. I just wanted to be good at something. And you are, Iroh said firmly. You are good, nephew. Not a master, perhaps, but you are only 16. Give yourself time. Azula was chasing them. Sozin's comet was coming. Time they did not have. Do not discount your gifts, Prince Zuko, Iroh said instead. They may yet save your life. There is a firebending technique neither Azula nor my brother know, and it depends on something very much like what I have seen you do. There's a move the Fire Lord doesn't know, Zuko said warily. Iroh smiled. He doesn't know because I made it up myself. He dropped his nephew a wink. I was studying waterbenders years before Katara drew your attention, nephew.
Drew my attention? Zuko sputtered. She buried me in ice in the middle of a blizzard, uncle.
You should have seen what my Natsu did when I was your age, Iroh said fondly. Ah, oh, what a fiery chase she led me on before she caught me.
Uncle!
Zuko was gripping the bridge of his nose in an exasperated way that meant he decided this was another bout of temporary insanity, which might just pass if he waited it out.
She's Water Tribe. She's not waiting to ambush me with a red cord and 3 cups of wine. Trust me.
Oh, shame.
Iroh sighed gustily, mentally chalking another point on his side of the tally. One distraction. Complete. Well, the cold fire is powerful and certainly impressive, but it has a weakness. More than any flame, it is energy, and it seeks the path of least resistance. If you let the energy in your own body flow, the lightning will follow. He stood. Let us begin. In, down, up, out. Zuko chanted to himself as they practiced through the afternoon, shifting the flow of energy as he moved, trying not to think of that flash of pure fear as he'd stared at Zula's sparkling death in the face. Before Uncle had stepped between them and redirected her bolt into the cliff, he saved me. I didn't even realize what he did, not then. Too scared, too angry, but he did. Next time, I want to save myself. In, down, up, out. It was and wasn't like healing. Healing was a dance, a partnership, both sides trading off the lead. This was more like Jun, the bounty hunter's whip, snapping out against danger. But it was still a flow, a pattern. It makes sense. He could feel the technique. Solid as any of the basics Uncle had taught him, this was how it would flow, how it would work. I'm ready.
Ready?
Uncle Iroh said incredulously, dropping out of the stance. What? Are you crazy? I have to know it works, Uncle. And if it does not? Iroh blazed. I have lost my son. I will not lose you as well. If you are lucky, you will never need this move in your life.
He's angry. He never gets angry.
Zuko clenched his fists, unwilling to back down.
When have I ever been lucky, Uncle? Silence, stretching taut between them as gold warred with gold. No, Iroh said flatly, every inch the Dragon of the West. You are not ready. I need this, was all the banished prince could do not to scream. I need this, Uncle. I need to win. I need to beat her. I need to be good enough. Just once. Breathe. Bite back the anger. Even if smoke rose from between his clenched fingers. Azula's after us, Uncle. If she brings troops, if she gets us separated. Zuko swallowed hard, pride burning like acid. If she does that, I'm dead anyway. I'm not good enough to take her. I never have been. All I can do is try to stay alive. All we can do is run. It wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair. The rage burned in him like lava, demanding to blaze free. It's never been fair, Zuko reminded himself, forcing the anger back. And I don't care. I'll make my own destiny, whatever it takes. Uncle sighed, anger draining away like water, leaving him worn and tired. You make a good argument, Prince Zuko. I will consider it. Zuko let out a breath of relief. Thank you, Uncle. No! Uncle slashed a hand across, trailing smoke. If you wish me to risk your life, you will earn it. You will practice. You will listen to me, and for once in your life, you will wait until I say you are ready. Zuko swallowed, shaken. Uncle Iroh was always calm, always controlled. To see him half raise fire without even thinking about it, he shivered. Iroh sighed once more. We are tired, he went on more quietly. And healed or not, a fight like that we faced yesterday would drain trained soldiers. Much less, you don't have to explain, Uncle. Biting his lip, Zuko bowed, student to master, and tried not to flinch as Iroh's arms closed around him. I love you, nephew, Iroh said softly. I do not tell you that enough. If I could, I would stand between you and harm forever. But you are right. I cannot. One hand lifted, brushing back unfamiliar short hair. I can only give you the skills to protect yourself. And pray. Uncle's hand in his hair. It should have been comforting. It was. And somehow that made it even worse. No familiar weight of a phoenix tail. No breeze across shaved skin. Clothes that weren't meant to be worn with armor, that weren't even red. No taste of salt, no coal smoke, no sway of the ship under him. Nothing was right in the world. Nothing. I'm sorry, Uncle. Zuko choked out, hating the tear that trickled from his good eye. If I hadn't chased him to the pole, you wouldn't have been with Zhao. Our crew wouldn't have... They wouldn't have called you a traitor. He swallowed hard, words a bare whisper. I just wanted to go home. I know, nephew. I know. A chuckle against his shoulder. And you may underestimate Lieutenant G. Our crew has seen the Avatar unleashed before. If anyone had a chance to survive that fury, they did. Iroh let go and nodded. Come. We can make some more distance before dark. So it begins. Lying awake beside Asahi's warmth, Iroh looked over at his nephew. Even in sleep, Zuko frowned, huddled on himself, hands clenching and unclenching on the bedroll. I just wanted to go home. Zuko knew. He had not admitted it to himself. Not yet. But he knew. We can never go home again, Iroh smiled wryly. Perhaps I should almost get killed by Azula more often.
though he doubted matters would have gone this well had Zuko not been able to heal him. Azula had won the physical fight, but Zuko had denied her the victory. It gave him strength, a place to stand, to be certain of himself, when all the world seemed to fall apart around him. And it will. All his life, Zuko had tried to please his father, to win by painful effort the approval Azula seemed to gain simply by breathing. To admit that they could not go home would be to admit that he had failed, that he had not, could not, wring love from Fire Lord Ozai's heart of stone. I love you, Zuko. I wish that were enough. Futile wish. A child's first love and loyalty was to his parents. Always. And while soldiers might put that as second to their commander's orders, the Fire Lord was the Crown Prince's commander, exiled or not. To admit the truth will break my nephew's heart. But would it break his loyalty? That, above all, was the question. Well, no, Iroh admitted to himself. Whether or not Azula will catch us, all else will hinge on that. So, first, avoid the she-devil on their trail. Though if they were lucky, Azula would leave them for later, pursuing glory from her father by seeking the Avatar's head. Not that he wished the young airbender harm, quite the opposite, despite that horror at the North Pole. The boy was 12. He could not, truly, have known what he was unleashing, allowing the ocean spirit his way with all an Avatar's power. I hope that is so, Iroh told himself grimly, recalling torn ships and bodies awash in the sea, remembering weeks trapped on a raft with Zuko's nightmares and his own. Hope he did not know, and that he will never do so again. The consequences otherwise. Well, there were reasons beyond family he had trained Zuko and followed his nephew on what seemed a fool's quest. Reasons Aang had best hope he never learned. Still, young Aang had friends and allies and a flying bison. He and Zuko had only each other and one stubborn ostrich horse. And with Sozin's comet on the way, they were running out of time. Iroh sat up suddenly.
Uncle, only thinking, nephew. Go to sleep.
Leaning back as his nephew settled, Iroh probed at that sudden thought. Sozin's comet would arrive by the end of summer. After that, it would be the Avatar against the Fire Lord. One would win. If that one were the Avatar, his nephew would be safe. If it were not, we would have to run again. But the comet does not last forever. We do not know where the Avatar has gone, and even my nephew will not strike out blindly. If I can only keep us moving. No, that would not do. Azula was moving, and the Avatar was definitely traveling, and the more they themselves crossed the land, the more chances the spirits had to arrange another meeting between them all. Iroh was not feeling charitable towards the spirits at the moment. We are in the Earth Kingdom, and we should take a lesson from the Badger Mole. Go to ground and hide. Easy to say, far more difficult to do. The Earth Kingdom and the Fire Nation were locked in war, territory changing hands with each shift of the tide. Nowhere was safe. Iroh drew a sharp breath. It hurt, even all these years later. It hurt. But he steeled himself, considered the option, and nodded. Ba Sing Se. Those walls had not fallen to his assault. They would hold, at least until the comet came. Still, to venture there, where he would never escape memories of a young man who never had the chance to give him grandchildren? He shook his head.
Father, Zuko murmured in his sleep. Please.
Almost against his will, Iroh's fists clenched, deliberately. The old general called to mind those high walls, those proud earthbenders, the whole massive edifice that had denied him victory. "You took my son," Iroh let out a quiet, angry breath of flame. "Let us see if you can save my nephew."